I speak to you in the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. It is said that you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Dog owners will debate this, but when it comes to people, we tend to heartily agree. The older we get, the more we are resistant to adapt and evolve. For we have our ways, don't we? Those well-established habits and well-developed thoughts and beliefs that are difficult to change. It's not impossible to do so, but it requires significantly more energy to learn a new trick or two after years of doing things in a certain way. Does this resonate with anyone? Have you not had someone younger than you gently tease you about how you are stuck in your ways? Ever felt a degree of frustration over the unease you feel when encountering a new idea? In truth, you don't have to be old to feel this way. The conundrum is not whether or not we can keep being youthful as we grow old, but whether we can start again with new and fresh habits and ideas at any age. Can we be regenerated? Can we evolve? Overcome habits and beliefs that are no longer helping us be spiritually alive? How about Holy Trinity and the Anglican Church? Is it not an old dog having great difficulty in learning new tricks? Reimagining who we are and what we can do or be can lead to frustration when we resist it. Can things evolve and adapt in our devastated landscape of our little heritage church? New unexpected life is coming out of dying landscapes throughout the earth today. People are writing books and making documentaries to show that this is happening in places once devastated by nuclear disasters, volcanic eruptions, earthquakes, industrial devastation, and war. The life force of the earth is seeing to its regeneration and evolving to adapt to the Anthropocene. Surely the life force we call the Holy Spirit can help us overcome our unease and any resistance to adapt within the dying landscape of the Anglican Church in Canada and learn a new trick or two. Nicodemus finds himself asking just this question: can an old dog learn new tricks, Jesus? He had no idea what his encounter with Jesus would lead him to consider when he went to see him, and that he would find himself resistant to what Jesus tells him and invites him to do. Out of a bit of frustration and incredulity, Nicodemus says to Jesus, "How can I possibly be born anew, like entering my mother's womb again, now that I have grown old?" Let's enter the scene with Nicodemus. He has come to Jesus by night. The day has ended and the streets and homes are in darkness. There is light where Jesus is, and Nicodemus moves to it, to him, to encounter God. He does this as a representative of the Pharisees who have been talking among themselves during the day and concluding something about Jesus. "Rabbi," he said, "we all know that God has sent you to teach us. Your miraculous signs are evidence that God is with you." This Jewish religious leader has grown old with his colleagues. The days of research, study, prayer, teaching, and community building have turned into years, decades even, for Nicodemus. He has seen one generation grow up and another generation die off. All the while, he and his fellow rabbis have worked endlessly and faithfully to fulfill their calling as religious leaders. They are anointed to do this, called by God to recognize the signs of God's goodness, mercy, and justice when they appear. There in the candlelight of Jesus' sitting room, he has come to let him know just how much they all see him as a godsend. This they have concluded based upon their rabbinical skills honed over the ages. Now John records what took place before Nicodemus came knocking on Jesus' door. He wrote, "Because of the miraculous signs Jesus did in Jerusalem at the Passover celebration, many began to trust in him." The dying landscape of religious life is being renewed by the miracles that Jesus has been performing. Like seeds carried on the wind from great distances to be planted and create a verdant and fertile landscape, the miracles of Jesus have seeded a new landscape signifying God's presence. John, however, finished this paragraph on how Jesus put people back on their feet in supernatural ways with these additional words. But Jesus didn't trust them because he knew all about people. No one needed to tell him about human nature, for he knew what was in each person's heart. Jesus knew Nicodemus's heart, and he knew how to speak to it that he might learn something new now that he has grown old. Now that his imagination and habits have not prepared him for what Jesus has come to tell him and all of humankind. Like Nicodemus, many people have heard of Jesus' compassion and healing powers and may even say, in the words of First Nations version, "Wisdom Keeper, we know the Great Spirit sent you to teach us. No one could perform powerful signs like these unless the Maker of Life walks with him." To this, Jesus said to Nicodemus and says to all of humankind, "What you see and what you have concluded is quite natural, but if you want to truly see who I am and what these signs signify, you will need to start over. That is, go back to the beginning and understand the way the Spirit works and what God is up to now with me, telling you, Nicodemus, you must be born anew." Jesus is reminding Nicodemus of the things he seems to have either not known or forgotten or maybe misunderstood. He need not have grown old without also letting the Holy Spirit blow new seeds of the mysterious ways of God's grace and mercy into him, thereby helping him to start over again. Jesus Christ was sitting in the dark of that night, perhaps anticipating that his colleague, the Holy Spirit, was about to stir up and move Nicodemus with her breath, with her wind, to him, drifting him towards him where he could then, Jesus, could then shine a grow light on the spiritual seeds that were lying dormant in his heart. Jesus is surprised, however, that after all these long years of study as a religious leader, that Nicodemus doesn't quite understand how the Spirit works. She is the wind always bearing seeds, looking for fertile soil to land in, a heart that isn't resistant, a mind that is not stuck in habits and patterns that frustrate her intentions. The proverb, "You can't teach an old dog new tricks," came out of a book written nearly 500 years ago by John Fitzherbert. In the Book of Husbandry, it wrote, "The dog must learn it when he is a whelp, or else it will not be, for it is hard to make an old dog to stop." At the core of this proverb is the implication that early training is most effective. Jesus seems to be reminding Nicodemus of his early training that told him of the mighty Spirit's supernatural and mysterious ways. Psalm 78 is the best illustration of this that I can think of. A portion of it says this, or portions, I've kind of put some things together. It starts with, "O my people, listen to my teaching. Open your ears to what I am saying, for I will speak to you in a parable. I will teach you hidden lessons from our past, stories we have heard and known, stories our ancestors handed down to us. We will not hide these truths from our children, but will tell the next generation about the glorious deeds of the Lord. We will tell of his power and the mighty miracles he did. We will remember his glorious miracles. They forgot what he had done, the wonderful miracles he had shown them." And on through this psalm. "He divided the sea and led them through. He split the rock and made streams pour forth with water, or streams pour from the rock to give them plenty of water. He gave them bread from heaven. He released the east wind in the heavens and guided the south wind by his mighty power." What we are to understand, along with Nicodemus, is what God's Spirit has always been up to in our lives throughout the years. That is, moving us ever more forward supernaturally to bring new life into our hearts and into the world. Jesus couldn't believe what got lost among all the old habitual ways of thinking for Nicodemus as he kept up his rabbinical studies. God does supernatural things for us to evolve each new generation into being the people of the Spirit of God, bringing life to the earth. We need to begin again and let the Spirit seed our imaginations and help us evolve. Teaching an old dog new tricks isn't impossible with the Holy Spirit. Nicodemus has grown old, but he can see from what Jesus is saying that he has a chance to begin again. In the days that follow this midnight encounter, Nicodemus will have the chance to see the supernatural and mysterious ways God will work through Jesus Christ for all human hearts to know what it is to be born again. We need to begin again and let the Spirit seed our imaginations and help us evolve in the days ahead, the days ahead in which people come to us occasionally, infrequently, are not necessarily members but consider themselves part of his faith community. We are an old dog out here on the bay who can learn new tricks, I'd say. I'm going to close with something that comes from a book called Joining God, Remaking Church, Changing the World. It's by Alan J. Roxburgh. He thinks in ways that encourage us to begin again because it isn't the first time the Spirit has substantially disrupted the established patterns of the church's practice. He writes, "Our churches are at the end of a way of being God's people and at the beginning of something significantly different. It involves our awakening to an invitation that is not about fixing the church, but a journey of exploration. In this journey, we are experiencing dislocation. More than adjustment, major change is required. The Spirit's invitation requires risk-taking, as we try on practices that will seem strange and awkward at first. It will also ask us to change our basic sense of where God is at work. It will change also our ideas about the location of God's actions. In the days that follow this AGM meeting, let's embrace, look for, and welcome God's supernatural ways so that we can be born anew, and so that the world around us can know the fresh impact of the Spirit of God, evolving us, regenerating us, bringing us forward into being the new creation he died and rose again for us, for it to happen. Amen. Amen. Amen.